All right, let's get to Monday Motivation. And Rick Mirabella is the man from runners.com, R-U-N-N-E-Z.com. Rick, good morning.
Two of Bendigo's finest, how are we?
Where?
Hello over there.
Oh, yeah. We're well, mate.
I lead you into those jokes well.
You do. Hey, marginal gains. Tell us more. This is what we want to talk about this morning.
Hugely passionate about this, mate, because so often after 20 years, 30 years of not doing much from a fitness perspective or whatever it may be, the task becomes insurmountable to some. And we just go, well, there's just no, often, and it's sad, but there's just no point, people think. But it's the opposite of that, men, I'm here to tell you. I promise you this. Marginal gains is the absolute key to living your most productive, energetic, and yes, healthiest life. So it simply just means really microing it down. So little bit by bit by bit by bit each day. And that, unfortunately, in society, we're a society of instant gratification at times, just due to many factors. But this works. Okay, so instead of saying, okay, I'm going to go out and do the workout to end all workouts, for many reasons, that's not the right way to go about it, not the least being motivation, and you just want to get through it. Just bit by bit by bit by bit. And I'm talking setting the alarm every 90 minutes to 2 hours to do something, 5 push-ups, 5 crunches, what we spoke about last week, 1,000 steps, whatever it may be. But it really does parlay, I'm telling you this. It's just like it's a momentum over 6, 8, 15, 25 weeks. So, again, it speaks to often a lot of our philosophy about just can you keep the ball rolling. But it doesn't have to, what I'm here to tell the listeners, it doesn't have to be a 30-minute session or a 50-minute session. It's just got to be very, very regular. 30 seconds here, 30 seconds there. Productivity goes through the roof as well, by the way, for many reasons as well.
I thought of you yesterday morning, Rick. I'm sure you're pleased to hear that.
I don't know where this is going.
I was moving logs. And I thought, well, I can't do it all now, but I'm going to break it up during the day because it's all too much and it scared me a bit. So I thought, well, I'll do bits. And I did use a mechanical instrument, but there was a lot of lift involved. And I thought, no, I'll just break it up throughout the day. And I thought, I don't know what Rick would think of that, but it worked for me.
That's perfect. And look, that's just the way you got to do it, mate. Look, it's the only way. So our stuff that we've done for the whole 20 years, like a 45-minute running session, but people break them in. And when I started up, I said, look, just do 10-minute walking, 10 minutes of walking. If you can do a 10-minute walking session a couple of times a week, and then you build that to 12 to 15. But it's throughout the day as well, and that's what I'm really big on as well, just making sure you set little tasks throughout the day and not having to join up in a gym or go through all that stress of walking into the gym if you're not ready for that or all those kind of things. You can start today doing 30-second blocks, 20-second blocks, 6 times today. Mm. That's the thing. It doesn't have to be one. So you can do it 6 times. Why can't you do 5 push-ups 6 times today?
Yeah.
Why can't you do 500 steps 6 times today? So many things. It doesn't have to be a big chunk of your day. So that's another motivator that people go, oh, I haven't got the time, or it's just going to take out too much time away from the kids, whatever. It doesn't have to be a massive chunk of time. So all of a sudden, all those barriers are broken down as well.
Yeah. All right, well, you've got me. I'm going to, at 7 o'clock, I'm going to take a 30-second walk out the back and have a durry. So, that's great. Rick, listen, thanks for
jokes aside, have your dart and then get down and do 5 push-ups, 5 crunches.
I'll watch him. I'll check him.
Yeah. Never going to happen.
You guys enable each other, I reckon, you two boys.
Hey, Rick, have a great week. Thanks for that, and we'll talk to you again next week.
It works, man. Have a lovely week.
Yep, you too. Rick Mirabella, runners.com, R-U-N-N-E-Z.com. On the wake-up call at Gold Centre Victoria.